Will the clerk please call the next case?
322-0312, Kenneth R. Manny, Sr., Appellant, versus Illinois Department of Insurance, Martin Grovey, Helen Kim, and Patrick Riley, Appellees.
Thank you. Mr. Manny, you may proceed.
Thank you. I'll start the way I did before. This court is well aware that Kenneth R. Manny, Sr., plaintiff, is not an attorney. Also, the actions of the defendants.
Mr. Manny, unlike the case before, we're having just a little hard time understanding you. It may be getting closer to the screen or the mic might help.
Okay, how about now? Is that any better?
A little bit.
I'll try to speak real loud.
Okay, that'll be fine. Thank you.
Okay. Now, this court is well aware that I am not an attorney, and because of the actions of the defendants, I'm indigent and I cannot afford an attorney. That's why I have a fee waiver. This case was filed as a result of the Office of the Executive Inspector General, and would appreciate if this court would force the defendant to stick to the matters involving this case only. Plaintiff has attached all documents referencing this case, documents D1 through D10, that was extracted from the original brief. Kenneth R. Manning filed a complaint with the Illinois Department of Insurance against Field Marketing Organization, Healthcare Solutions Team, Healthcare Solutions Team Supervisor Manager, and Times Insurance Company, now owned by Allstate. Field marketing organizations supervise and oversee everything that agents do. Agents cannot work directly with insurance companies. They must go through a field marketing organization. And then the Illinois Department of Insurance is the governing body. Defendant, Illinois Department of Insurance, responded to my complaint against the defendants and was sent a copy of the Illinois General Assembly statute showing that all the policies that was written by Healthcare Solutions Team and Healthcare Solutions Team Supervisor were fraudulent policies. The Illinois Department of Insurance decided not to do anything. And they sent me a letter, December 3rd, 2014, and that's document D1 that you have. And it says that they found nothing wrong with the actions and the fraudulent insurance policies that was written on the plaintiff. The plaintiff filed a complaint with the EEOC, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and the Illinois Department of Human Rights because the Department of Insurance chose to not do anything in response to all the crimes that was committed against the plaintiff. When the plaintiff filed that complaint, the Illinois Department of Insurance retaliated against the plaintiff and charged him with check fraud by using a photocopy of one of the checks that was sent in the complaint. The Illinois Department of Insurance found the plaintiff guilty of check fraud, which violates all ordinances. And then they revoked the plaintiff's producer's license that he had for over 20 years. If you Google the plaintiff now, he comes up as a check forger. And that destroyed the life and integrity of the plaintiff. Thus the fee waivers. It also caused the plaintiff that was contacted by the Obama administration to assist with healthcare reform and wrote an addendum, and all Congress rejected and would not review any of that. The addendum written by the plaintiff would save this nation over $100 billion to totally pay for Obamacare. And no member of Congress would address that addendum because of the actions of the defendant, Illinois Department of Insurance. The Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission questioned the legal authority of the Illinois Department of Insurance as it relates to check fraud. And the Office of the Executive Inspector General got involved. On September 1st, 2020, the Office of the Executive Inspector General ordered the Illinois Department of Insurance to conduct a rehearing. And that rehearing took place on September 1st. During the hearing, the Illinois Department of Insurance was asked to provide a complaint from anyone saying that the plaintiff had forged a check or altered a check. The Illinois Department of Insurance provided no complaint because no complaint exists. And if you look at Illinois law, B5, documents provided, it clearly states that only prosecutors have the authority to prosecute individuals and entities for check fraud. So the defendant had no complaint and no authority to make any charges of check fraud according to Illinois law. No third parties can make charges. During the rehearing, the Illinois Department of Insurance was asked to provide an original document, the original check that they said was altered or forged. The Illinois Department of Insurance could not provide any document because it didn't exist. Refund checks were sent to the address of Peter Benson, supervisor manager for Healthcare Solutions team. All refunds were sent there because of the address on the checks had the Joliet address of supervisor manager Peter Benson. And then those checks were returned to Times Assurance, where they voided them out. During the hearing, the Illinois Department of Insurance was asked to provide the five elements required by state of Illinois to prove check fraud. That's D7, the five elements necessary to prove check fraud. The Illinois Department of Insurance failed to provide any documents, anything to prove any of the five elements required to prove check fraud. And lastly, during the rehearing, the Illinois Department of Insurance was asked to provide records of any other Illinois insurance producer that the Illinois Department of Insurance had prosecuted for offering photocopies of refund checks. The Illinois Department of Insurance could provide no other cases where anyone was prosecuted by Illinois Department of Insurance for check fraud using photocopies and without any complaint saying that check fraud was committed. On February 16, 2016, the Illinois Department of Insurance entered their decision on the rehearing and found the plaintiff, again, liable and guilty of check fraud. And DA chose where they charged me check altering and found me liable without any authority, without any complaint, and without any original documents, violating all Illinois laws. And they provided no records of anyone else being prosecuted ever by the Illinois Department of Insurance for check fraud when there was no check using photocopies that were sent to several different locations. In July of 2021, plaintiff files lawsuit 2021 L001364 charging the Illinois Department of Insurance with malicious and false prosecution in DuPage County, where the plaintiff was residing at the time, and requested a jury trial. The lower court refused to hear this case and did not allow a jury of the peers to be selected for this case. The plaintiff is asking this court to vacate that order to dismiss, reinstate the case, force the defendant, Illinois Department of Insurance, reinstate plaintiff's Illinois producer's license without lapse, and award damages to the plaintiff from the defendant for these false and illegal actions that defendant did, completely destroyed the life and reputation of the plaintiff. This court has copies of the documents and documents provided to substantiate all claims by the plaintiff that was prepared and sent with this oral argument so the court can review them. Thank you.
Any questions from the court?
I do not.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Manning. You'll have time in reply. Ms. O'Meara, is it O'Meara?
That's correct. Yes. Thank you.
You may respond.
Great. Thank you. Good afternoon, Your Honors. May it please the court. My name is Assistant Attorney General Maura O'Meara, and in this appeal, I represent the appellee, the Illinois Department of Insurance. Mr. Manny's complaint stems from the final administrative decision of the department to suspend his license based on its findings that he engaged in dishonest practices. Manny appealed that decision to the Circuit Court and to this court in 2018, both of which upheld the department's decision, holding that there was ample support in the record for the department's decision. Since that time, Manny has filed several lawsuits against the department in which he continues to challenge the department's final administrative decision. His complaint was properly dismissed by the Circuit Court for several reasons. First, the Circuit Court lacked jurisdiction over this action because it was an improper collateral attack on a final administrative decision of the department. As I'm sure this court is aware, the Circuit Court has jurisdiction to review agency decisions only as provided by law, and the administrative review law, which applies here under the Illinois Insurance Code, provides that a party may seek review of an administrative decision only within the time and the manner prescribed by statute. Manny's initial administrative review action, which he properly brought pursuant to the administrative review law, was the only method for challenging the department's decision in 2015. Once that action concluded, any subsequent litigation, such as Manny's complaint in DuPage County, is an improper collateral attack on the agency's decision. If the complaint is also barred by res judicata, along the same lines, and as we explained in our brief, this court has already addressed Manny's claims in the administrative review action. These are the same issues, the same parties, and Manny's complaint in this case is an attempt to relitigate claims that have already been decided. Sovereign immunity would also apply here to bar Mr. Manny's claims because the department is a state agency and he has not alleged any facts in his complaint that would support the application of any exception to that doctrine. And finally, Mr. Manny has failed to state a claim because he has not alleged any specific facts in his complaint that would support a claim of malicious prosecution or slander. I would like to respond to Mr. Manny's arguments about check fraud. He continues to argue that he was charged, convicted, found guilty of check fraud, but that is simply not the case. The department never charged him with check fraud or any other crime. The department found him guilty or found that he engaged in dishonest and untrustworthy practices under the Illinois Insurance Code, which the department does have the authority to suspend one's license under that statute. So these were entirely civil proceedings, and his reference to the criminal code is misplaced. And I also wanted to touch on his comments about the 2020 rehearing that was ordered by the Inspector General. The Inspector General was not involved in this, as far as I'm aware. But in 2020 or in 2019, Mr. Manny applied for his license renewal. That application was denied because there was evidence that he sold insurance policies during his 18-month suspension, as well as evidence that he responded to a few questions on the application untruthfully. So it wasn't a rehearing in 2020. It was just a hearing that he requested on the denial of his application. So that was an entirely separate proceeding, and he seems to be blurring the lines a little bit between those two. In 2020, again, no one charged him with check fraud. He was found to be, again, held responsible for engaging in a different set of dishonest and untrustworthy conduct. And so for those reasons, his application was denied in February of 2021, I believe.
Is it not true that, yes, but that one of those practices was the alteration of a check? Is that what you...
Well, that was the basis for the 2015 final administrative decision, the altering of the check. That was not an issue at all with the 2020 proceedings. They were separate administrative proceedings, and Mr. Manny did not appeal the 2021 final administrative decision of the department. So they were two separate proceedings. In 2015, yes, he was found that it was found that he altered the check, and that decision was upheld by this court in the decision in Manny 1. So I think that's all I have, unless the court has any further questions. We stand on our brief and ask the court to affirm the dismissal of this complaint.
Any questions from the bench?
No, Mr. Silmeri answered my only question.
Yeah, I do not.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Manny, you may reply.
Hey, Your Honor, the Office of the Executive Inspector General does have authority. They do. And during the second hearing, and the second hearing was ordered September, took place September 1st, 2020. Now, she's saying that the altering of the check didn't take place. It's a letter you have, document D8, dated January 17th, 2020, from the Illinois Department of Insurance. And it says, right in circle there, due to altering a premium refund check. That's what I was charged with. And they have no authority. They have no complaint saying that that took place. It was all fabricated by the Illinois Department of Insurance, totally fabricated. They have no complaint. That was during the rehearing, all those questions was asked of the Department of Insurance. They asked to provide a complaint. They couldn't do that. They asked to comply, they asked to provide their authority to make charges, which the Illinois courts say they can't make charges. They're third party. They didn't provide that. It was asked to provide a genuine original document of the check that they said. They couldn't do that. And they couldn't come up with one of the five elements necessary. That was asked during the rehearing on September 1st, 2020, that was ordered by the Office of the Executive Inspector. And this letter, dated January 17th, 2020, says just that, due to altering a refund check. So that's what they did. They definitely charged me with that. They have no authority, they have no complaint, they have no document. They fabricated this entire charge in retaliation for my charging them with the Equal Opportunity Commission and the Department of Human Rights. They have no authority according to Illinois law to make charges of check fraud, altering checks, none. And they say internal investigation, there's no complaint to stimulate that. Someone had to say a check was altered or something by me. Didn't happen. The check in question was mailed to Peter Benson in Joliet and returned to Times Assurance, where they boarded the check out. When the Illinois Department of Insurance saw that in my complaint, and they did nothing to these organizations for what they did to me, and sent that first letter saying, we don't find anything wrong with them debiting your account, writing false fraudulent insurance policies on you, I filed a complaint with the Illinois Department, with the EEOC, and they did not like that, so they fabricated everything. They don't have one document, again, with a complaint against me. They don't have one document showing that they have an authority to make check fraud charges. She said they didn't do that. And you see right in this letter right here, it's circled due to altering a refund check. Right there on their letter dated, and every document that I sent to you also has that exact information. That was why the rehearing was ordered by the Office of the Inspector General that does have authority over the Illinois Department of Insurance. That's why I sent a copy of the Office of the Executive Inspector General and all of their authority. I sent that with this oral argument. So the facts are they fabricated everything. No complaint exists, no authority exists, no original document exists, and they didn't substantiate one element necessary to prove check altering or check fraud. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Manny. Any questions from the bench for Mr. Manny?
Not from me.
I'm sorry. The only question I had is, as I did in the last case, I asked this court to force the defendant to stick to this case. This case was filed in 2021. And in every case, everybody wants to talk about what happened before when, once again, no facts were provided and they prevailed. This case was ordered by the executive office of the executive inspector general, and this is the only case that should be.
Mr. Manny, do you have any exhibits that verify that this was ordered by the office of the inspector general?
There were documents in
your outline of your oral brief,
in my brief. And an outline of the oral brief.
Yes, sir. In both.
And I also put a copy of the letter from the Office of the Executive Inspector General. I think it's dated May 5th, 2021, saying that they've made their decision. We suggest you hire an attorney. It's dated May 5th from the Office of the Executive Inspector General. We suggest you hire an attorney because, once again, they haven't shown any complaint. They haven't shown any authority. They haven't shown any original documents, and they haven't said anything about the five elements necessary. And the letter dated May 28th, telling me to hire an attorney. Here it is right here. Document D10. Dated May 28th, 2021. It says the Department of Insurance has made a decision. There's nothing further to say. Again, I urge you to seek advice of an attorney. And then I held another email saying that, once again, they didn't provide one complaint. They didn't provide where they have the authority to make charges of check fraud, which is limited to the Attorney General and State Attorney. So they had no complaint, no authority. They didn't have one original document. And they say, well, you violated all these things. What rule did I violate? I didn't do any of that. And like I said, it was all fabricated because they didn't like the complaint that I filed with the EEOC and the Department of Human Rights. That's why the Office of the Executive Inspector General sent me this saying, hey, we urge you to find an attorney, which I cannot.
Okay. Mr. Manny, Ms. O'Mara, thank you for your arguments in this matter this afternoon. It will be taken under advisement and a written disposition shall issue. The clerk of our court at this time will escort you out of our remote courtroom and have a good afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.